Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking closely at Coinbase. You know, the public face is this $86 billion giant, super compliant, totally trustworthy.
Right, that's the image. But what we want to do today is sort of peel back that layer, that veneer of trust, and look at the operational side, the systemic risks.
Exactly. Our sources are pointing towards, well, three main areas that seem engineered to maybe exploit some regulatory gaps.
Yeah, we've got conflicted governance, something we're calling strategic hypocrisy, basically the Monero loophole, and then this pattern of systemic vulnerability, insider threats specifically.
Okay, let's start with the governance. The sources flagged what looks like a classic revolving door situation, right? Between CEO Brian Armstrong and Deloitte, their auditor.
That's right. And it's quite specific. Armstrong actually worked at Deloitte. He was a consultant in their enterprise risk management group back in 2005.
So he knows their playbook.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It gives him, or at least the company he leads, sort of deep insight into the exact methods Deloitte uses for audits, how they check controls.
Which sounds like, well, if you know how the test works, you know how to prepare just enough.
Mm-hmm. And this connects directly to real risk. Think about the big compliance documents.
Right.
The 10-K financials, the SOC reports.
They look backwards, right? They tell you how things were.
Precisely. They're periodic. So you get this structural blind spot. They can't really capture constant evolving cyber risk effectively. It's what we call audit lag.
And that May 2025 insider breach seems like a perfect example. Past audits didn't stop that.
Didn't see it coming. A clean bill of health from the past doesn't guarantee safety today. It provides a maybe false sense of security.
Okay, so if the audits have blind spots, what about intentionally creating, let's say, gray areas?
Mm-hmm.
This brings us to that Monero loophole idea, strategic hypocrisy.
Yeah, this is fascinating. So publicly, Coinbase is very clear.
Yeah.
No Monero, the privacy coin, on their main regulated platform, their CEX.
Right, they need to keep regulators happy. They talk about behind-the-scenes conversations dictating that.
But then, almost immediately, they roll out this new feature, an integrated DEX, a decentralized exchange right inside the same app.
Seamless integration. And that DEX.
That DEX offers access to like 40,000 different assets, including things derived from Monero, like wrapped or tokenized versions.
Yeah.
Base Monero on Base, for example. BXMR.
Ah, so they ban the actual coin on the regulated bit, but offer easy access to Monero-like assets through this other integrated part. How do they justify that?
It's a legal distinction they exploit.
Mm-hmm.
The CEX is custodial. They hold the assets, so they're heavily regulated. The DEX, they argue, is non-custodial. They're just an interface, gateway.
So they claim zero liability for what happens on the DEX.
Basically, yes. It lets them profit from the demand for these high-risk assets,
yeah,
the very ones they publicly shun, while using the regulated CEX status almost like a shield. It's clever regulatory arbitrage.
Wow. Okay. And this pattern extends to their internal controls, too. The human element, you mentioned systemic vulnerability.
Definitely. There's a track record here. Two big incidents really stand out in the source material, showing a weakness around insider abuse.
Okay, what were they?
First, back in 2022, you had Sean Wahi. He was a product manager, high-level access. Ran the first big crypto insider trading scheme, made about $1.5 million.
Okay, high privilege abuse. What's the second?
Fast forward to 2025. This time it's low privilege actors, overseas support agents, contractors actually, who were bribed.
Bribed to do what?
They use their authorized legitimate system access to steal users' personal data. We're talking full KYC kits for 70,000 users, names, addresses, everything, even copies of government IDs, driver's licenses, passports.
Oh, wow. So completely different levels of access, high and low privilege, but the same outcome. Insiders abusing legitimate access for crime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Both times. It wasn't about hacking in. It was about abusing the access they were supposed to have.
So what's the big takeaway here for someone using Coinbase or just watching the space?
The source material really hammers this point. The company's security seems to have this, quote, unacceptable dependency on individual integrity. And that foundation, well, it's cracked repeatedly, top to bottom.
So putting it all together, Coinbase seems to be playing the game very effectively. They use the audited, trusted CEX brand, that a public face.
As cover,
yeah,
essentially. A regulatory shield for this integrated DEX gateway that opens the door to much higher risk activities.
And the sources suggest this two-faced approach is actually better for them financially and legally than just trying to list something like Monero directly and dealing with the compliance headache.
Which leads to the final thought, really, for you listening.
Yeah.
The current rules focus so much on custody, who holds the crypto.
Right.
But should regulators be looking just as hard at these integrated platforms? Platforms that act as seamless gateways to the unregulated high-risk stuff, even if they don't technically hold it.
Where does responsibility lie when you make access that easy? That distinction between being a custodian and just being a facilitator seems like it's going to be central to future crypto regulation.
It really does. It's the key question moving forward.